Time now for your letters, and our report on the new library at Alexandria, Egypt last week elicited many. From Slobodan Pereira of Denver, thank you for your interesting story about the revival of the ancient Alexandrian library. However, attributing the destruction of the library to Julius Caesar is historically incorrect. It is true that a large number of Alexandrian manuscripts were destroyed in 47 BC when Caesar was forced to set fire to his fleet to prevent its falling into the hands of the Egyptians. Destroyed books had been removed from the library and were waiting to be shipped to Rome. The loss of books was later repaired by Antony's gift to Cleopatra in 41 BC of 200,000 volumes from the Library of Pergamon. Pereira continues, according to Gibbon, the generally accepted version of the destruction of the library was that when the Muslim armies captured Alexandria in AD 642, the librarian asked the conquering general, Amru, for the gift of books to the library. Amru referred the matter to the caliph Omar and received the answer, if these writings of the Greeks agree with the writings of the prophet, they are useless and need not be preserved. If they disagree, they should be destroyed. The books were then used in the baths as fuel. Pereira concluded, we have no proof that this story is true. The library most likely disappeared because of neglect, but neither is your story blaming Julius Caesar. About our piece on the Rhapsodies in Black CD box set that captures the sounds of the Harlem Renaissance, Bob May wrote, while listening to your feature, I had my memory jogged by Eartha Kitt reading a translated fragment of the Nicholas Guillen poem, Sensamaya. I studied Guillen's poetry 28 years ago while attending the University of Nebraska. Guillen, while black, was first a Cuban and second a Marxist. He wrote much poetry, only a small part of which was militant in its making the black struggle with whites his cause. He was much more interested in the Marxist battles he espoused. Your letters should be sent to Weekend Edition Sunday Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is WESUN, W-E-S-U-N, at npr.org. Our listener line number is area code 202-371-1775.